Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Sanhedrin Sadi Beis. We're back to the sugi of finding a source for Tchiyas HaMesim, that Hashem revives the dead. We're trying to find a source within our Torah. 14 lines from the top, Amar Rav. Minayin. So how do we know? Let's find a source, L'Tchiyas HaMesim, Min HaTorah. Shnemar, the Pasuk in Parashas V'zayis HaBrocha, reads as follows. Ichiru Uvein, Val Yomos. So what's that double reference to life? Ruvain's life. Yechir Ruvain, Va'al Yomis. Yechir Ruvain means, Va'al Maze, in this world, he will come back to life. Tchiyas HaMes. Va'al Yomis means, Va'al Maze, in the next stage, next phase of Va'al Maze, he will live as well. Here's a source for Tchiyas HaMes. Ravina Omar Mihacha, I have another source. It's a pasuk in Daniel, V'rabim Mishenei Admas Ofer, those who are asleep in the earth, a reference to people who have passed away, buried down in the earth. Yakitsu, they will wake up. Eile l'chay oilam ve'eile l'charpois l'diroin oilam. So those will live and those will go to everlasting shame, punishment. So there is a positive experience, there is a negative experience, and this all refers to after they will be revived. So we see Tchiyas HaMesim in the Pasuk. Ravashi Amar Mihacha, I have another source in Daniel. Vatalech. The Malach turns to Daniel and he says, go, Vatalech, Lekeitz. Vesanoach, go rest, go pass away. Vesamed l'argarolcha, Lekeitz Hayaman. Okay, so for the time being you pass away, but then you'll come back, you'll return. Lekeitz Hayaman. Rashi explains, Lekeitz Hayaman, that's the end of Hashem's turning his right hand, so to speak, behind him, so to speak, meaning Hashem is sort of hiding, suppressing his power today, nowadays, where evil reigns, and there'll be an end to that. That's Leketz HaYamin in the days to come, when the Yamin will be restored to its full glory. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Parnas, every community leader, Shemanig Esatzibur Bernachas, who does it with compassion, who leads with feeling, with humility, with compassion, with sensitivity. Zoicha umanhigam la'ilam haba. He will continue serving in that capacity in ilam haba. Shenemar kimirachmam. Those who engage in their job with rachmanos, with sensitivity, with softness, rather than leading, you know, with harsh tones, with condescending attitudes. So those mirachmam, yinagim, will serve them in the future as well. And will lead Klal Yisrael in the Olam Haba as well. Vamar Belazar. Gedoyla Deya. Deya means a person's ability to analyze, to think. We're gifted with Deya, with wisdom, with Chachma, with a thought process, with intellect. How great is it, Deya? Shenitna ben shtei oisis. We find that in the Pasuk it's embedded between two names of Hashem, sandwiched, so to speak, between two names of Hashem, highlighting its greatness, its importance. Shenemar ki keil, you have Hashem, and then deyos in the middle. Ki keil deyos Hashem. So we're meant to tap into das and not ignore our ability to arouse our intellect and see things the way they're meant to really be seen. Likewise, Beis HaMikdash is so great because it is enveloped between two letters of Hashem, between two names of Hashem. Shenemar, Palta Hashem, that's one name. Then you have Mikdash in the middle, followed by Hashem, Kain Yodecha. Maskeflar of Adar Karchino. I had a question on Miato. So everything embedded between two names of Hashem is so great. What about revenge? Gedolah Nekama. Shenitna ben shtei oisis. So are we praising revenge? D'chsiv keil nekama is Hashem. Keil nekama is Hefiyah. What's so special about nekama? Amalei. So he says, yeah, actually, when nekama is applied properly, it sets the record straight. restores justice. The milsei, hachinami, when it's done properly, is really chashev. Kedula, as we'll explain, the amar ula. Shtei hayfayis halol ulam. Pasuk says, kel nekames Hashem. And again, kel nekames yafia. What's the duplication? Arising, surfacing of nekama, yfa'a of nekama twice. Because nekama has a double application. One positive, one negative. So Rashi explains the word nekama here doesn't necessarily mean punishment. It means measure for measure. Like mida keneged mida. Payment. Could be for something good, could be for something bad. So the double reference to nekama is achas midas tova. One is for good repayment, Rashi explains, where we find that Hashem removed his shechina from the goyim and applied it only to Klal Yisrael because of our loyalty to Hashem expressed by Har Sinai with Naaseh v'Nishma. V'achas l'midas peronus. The other nekama is in a negative sense. Hashem repays the goyim what they did. So that's a nekama l'midas peronus. V'amar Rav Elazar, we refer to the Deya and to the Mikdash, both sandwiched, so to speak, between two references of Hashem's name. There is an interesting correlation between the two, between Das, between one's ability to tap into his intellect, to analyze, to crystallize his role, his tafkid, his mission, the purpose of creation, which basically brings down the Shechina upon himself. And therefore, Amar Belazar called Adam Sheish Baideya, a person who takes advantage of his Deya, ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash miyamav. It's as though he experienced a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash in his time, because through his Das he can comprehend the secrets of creation, tap into the Shechina. He can rise to great heights of Kedusha as though he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Shene ze nita mishtei oisis veze nitan mishtei oisis, because both Deya and Beis HaMikdash were presented between two names of Hashem. Honorable Asma, Kolim sheish bo ideya, a person who has deya, lo soif mis asher. He appreciates Hashem's bounty. He's full of admiration and haida to Hashem. As such, Hashem, and he knows that he has to daven to Hashem. It's not just his talent that will bring him his livelihood, right? So, with that crystallization, with that understanding, with that appreciation, and that tefillah and dependency on Hashem, l'seif mis asher, that brings him bracha and wealth. Shnemar ubedas, when you have das and you activate your das, chadarim yimolu kol hoyin yakov v'noy, fill up with treasures. A person who neglects his intellect, refuses to tap into that ability to understand, to uses das, asal rachim olav. He doesn't care about himself. We're not meant to have compassion on him. Shenamar, lo yam bina yisru. A nation without bina, al kain lo yirachamenu yiseyu. There's no rachmanus them. V'yoyitz re lo yichanenu. V'amru lazer, kol anisim pitil mishayim v'ideya. Person shares his bread with a person who doesn't care much about himself and his intellect. Yisurim bo yin olav. We're not meant to do that. And yisurim will befall this person who wastes his bread on a person who doesn't conduct himself like a human being, and activating his human side. Shenemar lach mecha yosimu mazar tachtecha in tvuna boy. If you give your bread to one who has no tvuna, the result is yosimu mazar. What's mazar? Ve'ein mazar el yisurin hardships. Shenemar vayar Ephraim es cholya ve'yudas mazayri. One who loves a one who ignores his deya, lasoif, goyla mim goyla. Hashem sends him into exile. Shunamar lochein gola ami. Why was they golas? We really das. What's the connection? Because all he did was gulp and consume, and right? Without thinking, without appreciating, without bimizboinein on Hashem's chesed. So midah keneged midah, he's sent away, he has to search for food, and he's destitute. A home where there's no Torah heard at night, after a long, hard day's work, you should be learning. In the absence of Torah, eish echlas, the punishment is being consumed by fire. Shenamar kol choshech tamal tzfunav. When nighttime is a time where there's no Torah, tzfunav is the secrets of Torah are not found, are hidden from the earth. Ichleu eish lenupach. It's going to be consumed with a fire of Gehenna, fire that does not need to be fanned. Yera sorid b'holoi. This applies to one who has disdain for Talmud Chacham, who's called a sorid. There's no sorid in his home, there's no learning in his home. Ein sorid el Talmud Chacham, shenemar u'basrid ma'ashem ha'shem kari. Mamar b'lazor, kol she'enei mahana Talmud Chacham en ha'chasa, a person fails to take the opportunity to support Talmud Chachamim with his money. Einoi royes even bracha l'olam. That's the source of bracha. Otherwise, there's no bracha. Shenamar ein sorid. La'achla, if he's not feeding, if he's not supporting Talmid Chachamim, al kein lo yechal tuvay. He will fail to receive toiv. Ve'ein sorid elo Talmid Chachamim. Sorid refers to Talmud Chacham. Shenamar u'besridim asher Hashem kairei. The remnants of Talmid Chachamim that Hashem calls to. Vomar b'lazor. Kol she'enim m'shayir pasal shulchanai. After one eats, after his meal, he should leave some bread on the table to serve as a vessel for future bracha, to serve as a sign of appreciation. Look, Hashem, you gave me even more than I needed. If he fails to do that, einoi royas when bracha l'olam, he's deprived of bracha shenemar, ein sorid l'achle, there's no leftover. Al kein lo yechal tuva, he fails to receive Hashem's toiv. Vomar v'lazar. On the other hand, if a person deliberately leaves over pieces of bread on his table, it's like he's serving an idol. Because that was their practice. God is a certain type of idol. They leave their bread over for the Avodah Zarah. So how could that work with the previous Gemara? Rabbi Lezer himself just told us that it's okay. It's advisable. It's recommended. It brings bracha. And here we have Vamar Belazar, just the opposite, the kasha. The answer is, Hadi Kushlema Bahadei. If he leaves over some remnants plus a full loaf of bread, that's like a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah, that's bad. If there's no shlema, just pieces. Left over as a sign of bounty, a sign of Hakaras HaTov, and also for the poor people to come and enjoy. That brings Baruch. Vamar Balazar. Kol ha-machlef b'diburay. If one impersonates his voice, ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. That's sheker, trying to mislead people. That's synonymous with avodah zarah because it's going away from Hashem's truthful ways. The chesomai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. K'sivacha, because over here, meaning by Yaakov Avinu, we're he had been instructed by his mother to impersonate Esav. We have that word, Uksavhasam. A pasuk in reference to Avodah Zarah, Hevel Hema Masi Tatuim, a similar word. So we see that connection between Sheker and Avodah Zarah, which is the ultimate falsehood. A person who gazes at a married woman, Kashtan in Eris, it will be detrimental to his Aver to his ability to give birth, Shenemar Arya, by being involved in Arayas, Teir Kashtech, that weakens his ability. The secret is be humble. And that's how you'll survive. That gives you longevity. That keeps the Ayin Hara, the Satan, away from you. Be humble, unassuming. Amar B'Zerah Fananam Tanina, we find a similar concept in a Mishnah, that unassumingness generates success, the opposite of what common perception is. Pious often, you have a room which is dark, in which case you cannot come and inspect the nega on the wall. It has to be light. Ein poischem lechaloinus. Lirais nega, don't think you have to open and break the walls and great windows. You don't do that. So what happens? The house is tar. Shema mino. So the message here is, be dark, unassuming. Right? Sit in the back. Don't make much noise. You'll be saved from a lot of tribulation. Om Rabbi Tavi, Om Rabbi Yish, Maidach Siv, Sho'il Vaitze Rechem, Eretz Lo Yisav HaMayim. So we have a pasuk in Mishlei, comparing Sho'il, right, buried in the grave, Vaitze Rechem, the woman's womb. What's the connection? V'chima inyan Sho'il, what's the connection between Sho'il and Eitzel Rechem? El Elohim Allah to tell you like this. Ma Rechem Machnes V'maitzi, just as the Rechem receives the zera and produces the newborn. Av shoil machnas umoitzi. Same thing with the shoil, the grave. It receives and then produces during tchias amesim. V'al edvarim kal v'chomer. We can build up a kal v'chomer. Uma rechem shemachnisin bay v'chashay. Since the rechem, where the insertion is done quietly, moitzin mimenu b'kodah kodes. When the child is born, calls of celebration. Certainly the shoil, the decaver, shemachnisin boi b'koilos, we insert into the shoil with koilos, with sounds of wailing and crying. Ain't it then, certainly, shemaitzin mimenu b'koilos, that ultimately, in the future, during Tchias HaMesim, it'll be a time of celebration. Mikan tshuva lo'imrim, ain't Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. This is another raya to Tchias HaMesim from the pasuk. Tana Dvei Aliyo. Interestingly, the Varshan bring, the Radvaz and others, that we speak so much about Tchias HaMesim. There's such a thing called double Tchias HaMesim. First, the Tzaddikim will have a revival during the time of Mashiach, and that will be phase one of Tchias HaMesim. And then, ultimately, later on, the Asid Lavi, the next phase, will be the collective universal Tchias HaMesim. So what happens to the Tzaddikim? Well, come back to life during Yimei HaMashiach. Tonad Ve'Eliyo, Tzaddikim She'asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achiyo Yisun, Einon Chozrin La'Forim. You should know, Tzaddikim that will come back to life during Tchias HaMesim, even though there is a break, so to speak, between Mashiach and Elam Haba, don't think they'll be restored back to offer. So the tzaddikim, kol kosel l'chaim, who have eternal life, are referred to as kadosh. Ma kadosh lo'elam kayim, just like Hashem, who's the ultimate kadosh, is eternal. Afhem lo'elam kayim, likewise, tzaddikim will come back to life at that point. Will not be restored back to earth, even though there'll be some sort of break between the two phases. So what are they going to do? Bim Taimar, so your question is, Oysan Shanim, She'asak Hashbarach L'chadosh Baruch Hu. So during that time of destruction, when Hashem is going to renew the world between Mashiach and Olam Haba, Shanim Avniskav Hashem Levad B'mahu, Hashem will only be on his own during that time. Tzadikim Mahin Oysan. So what are the tzaddikim during that time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ois lahem knafayim k'nesharim v'shotna p'nei amayim. Hashem will give them these wings like eagles, and they'll flow. They'll fly over the waters, and that's what will keep them going until everything's restored. Shenamar al kein lo nira b'hamir aretz b'moit harim b'lev yamim. Hashem will renew this world. Tzaddikim won't have any fear because they'll be floating over the water. Perhaps it's going to be distressful for them. They'll just because be flying around. It's going to be effortless. Now, we're saying Tzaddikim will not go back to the offer. They won't die again. But perhaps they will, because let's learn from the story of Yecheskel, where he revived the mason. They came back to life, but then they died again. They're not here today. Apparently, even Tzaddikim will have an early Tchias HaMesim. Inevitably, will go back to their former state, for the time being until Olam Haba. Answer is Savar lo k'man d'amar b'emes mashal haya. The Tana, who did not learn from there, that story with Yechezkel was really just a mashal, it was just a vision. Hashem was describing to him conceptually what will happen when Klal Yisrael will come back from the Golos and etc. etc. They'll be revived like Tchias HaMeisim, but it didn't really happen. The Sanya of a big machlekes. What exactly happened in the Nevuah of Yechezkel called the Atzomais, right? Atzomais HaYeveshes, the Sanya. Lezo Emer. Meisim Sheikh Yechezkel were real. Amdol Araglein, Bam Roshira of HaMeisim. They got up. They sang to Hashem and then they died. Uma Shira Amru, what did they say? Hashem Memis Bitzedek, Machayi Barachman, Risho Aimer, Shira Zur Amru, different pasuk, Hashem Memis Machayi, Murichel Vayu. Rabbi the Aimer, Emes Mashal Haya. It was really just a mashal, it was just a vision with a message. Amale Rabbi Nechemya. What is Emes Mashal? Emes means it was an actual story, mashal is just a metaphor. Im Emes, Lama, why are you saying it's a mashal? The mashal, if you're saying it's a mashal, lama emes. Elab emes mashal haya, it was really, really just a mashal and just a message, conceptual message that Hashem was relating to Yechezkel, reminiscent of what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael when they come back from Golos, they'll be revived, but it didn't really happen in actuality the way it was described in the Pesukim. Rav Elazar ben Yisrael basically Lili Omer. It was a very true story. Mesim Sheikh Yechezkel. In fact, the Mesim that he revived, Olul Eretz Yisrael, they traveled up to Eretz Yisrael, v'nasu nashim, they got married. V'yili d'bonu v'bonu, they had many children. Amad Rabbi Yehuda Mesera Raglov, guess what? Rabbi Yehuda Mesera got up and he says, I am a descendant. V'amar ani m'mei b'neim. I'm a descendant. V'alolu, and look at these tefillin. Tefillin that I'm wearing, tefillin sheniach li'avi abba mehem. It was left for me, by my Zayda, one of those people. Okay, so we have many world that actually happened. Uma ninu mesim shechi cheskel. Okay, so if it happened, who were they? Amar Rav Elu bnei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim. Shemanu laketz v'to. They made an error. They miscalculated, thinking that it was already time to leave Mitzrayim. Hashem said it's going to be, 400 years, and they calculated from the time that Hashem relayed that message to Avraham Avinu during the Bris Ben Absarim, which was earlier. They started earlier than they should have. It only started really from Yitzchak's birth. So they left Mitzrayim early. They were killed by the people of Gaz. Shenemar ubnei Ephraim shesolach uberet bnoi v'tachas bnoi v'alod bnoi v'tachas bnoi v'dev bnoi v'shalach bnoi v'ezer v'alod harogim, they were killed by Anshei Gaz v'alodim baretz. Uksiv v'yisabel Ephraim avrim yomim rabim v'yavo echav l'nachmai. The pasuk says that in fact Ephraim, their father, mourned their death because they were his children. Ushmul amar elu bnei adam. No. The dry bones that were revived by Yechezkel were actually bones of people who during their lifetime rejected, denied Tchias HaMeisim. After they came back to life, who are these bones? Hashem is explaining to Yechezkel who these bones are. Just like these individuals were kafir b'tchias ha-mesim. They lost hope. They were despondent. We're going to die forever. They didn't believe in tchias ha-mesim. And look what happened. Baruch machay ha-mesim. Same exact process will apply to Klal Yisrael. They will have a future, a bright future. Come back to life. Rabbi Yehuda b'Abba Amar. So we see that these were people who kafir b'tchias ha-mesim. Here is another opinion. Elu bnei adam she'ein bam lachluchas shel mitzvah. Why they called atamas yeveshes? They didn't even have any appreciation, any connection, any drive to do mitzvahs, any thoughts of doing mitzvah. So they were so dry, so empty of any good. And still Hashem did something beyond to give them life again. And again, this was going to be a siman to call Yisrael, notwithstanding your lowly situation, you'll come back to life. You'll be a star again. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Elu bnei Adam shechipu es ha-heichel kulay shkotim ramasim. Who are these people? That's almost Avashis. People who were engaged in very bad stuff. They plastered the walls of Beis HaMikdash with images of creatures and all kinds of Avodah Zarah-related drawings. Shenamar v'ava v'era v'ine kol tavnis remes v'hema sheketz kol gulu v'yisrael mechuka al-kira saviv. Ksev hasam. So we have the Lashon Saviv over here related to Avodah Zarah, and we find over there by the story of Echeskel, Ksev Hasam, Avireni, Avirani, Saviv, Aleim Saviv, Saviv. So we have Saviv in both places to indicate that connection. Rabbi Yechon Amar, I'll tell you the identity of those people. Elu Mesim Shem Bikas Dura. These were the people who died in the area called Bikas Dura, killed by Nebuchadnezzar on the way out of Eretz Yisrael. What was the story behind the story? Vamar Bel Yechon, Minar Eshel Ad Rabbas. From a place called Nahar Eshel until the place called Rabbas, that is called Bikas Dura. What happened there? Shebeshah Shehegla Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha Es Yisrael. When Nebuchadnezzar the Russia exiled our nation from Yerushalayim, Hoyu Ben Bachurim Shehayu Meganim. They had such Bachurim, good looking, handsome Bachurim Shehayu Meganim Asachama B'Yefian. Their beauty would outshine the sun. Hoyu Kastiyas and the Geisha woman there desire them. Roya is Oysan, they would see these men, Veshoifa is Zavois, and they would experience a Ziva experience because of their desire. Amru, Lebalein, they turned to her husbands, Lebalein, Lemelech, they complained to her husbands, and the husbands went to the king, Vetziva HaMelech Vaharogim, and he decided to kill them. Vadayin, Hayeshoifa is Zavois, still. That phenomenon still existed with those women because they would see their bodies and it would also have the same effect. Tziva Melech Ramasim, so the king trampled them, and this way they were out of the way. So those victims came back to life during the story of Atzomes Neivesh. Stan Rabbanon, B'sha Shehipul Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Es Chananya Mishal V'Azaryah L'Kiv Shanaish. Now we go to the famous story of Nebuchadnezzar who made this Avodah Zarah form, Avodah Zarah idol. And he gathered all the nations to bow. Of course, they refused to bow. And he threw them into this fiery furnace. At that very moment, Hashem tells Yecheskel, I have a job for you. Lech, v'hachye, mesim, bikas dura, go, revive those people. Kivashach yoysen. Once he did that, bo atzomis, v'tavchaloy, loysi rosh alpanam. They quickly came over, and they slapped that Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar. He slapped his face. Omar. He was all taken aback. What's going on? Who are these bones? What are these things? Mativan Shalelu. Omar, they said, well, Chavrein Shalelu. Mechaya Mason, Bikastura. You're starting up with Hananya, Mishael V'Azaria. One of their friends, one of their colleagues, i.e., Yecheskel, is currently engaged in reviving the dead. Whoa, he was really taken aback. Pasach V'Omar. So he called out to Hashem, Asoye Kamaravin. Hashem's miraculous deeds, look how great they are. Visimoye Kama Takifin and his wondrous things, how strong are they? Malchuse Machus Alam, Vishaltane Imdar Vadar, his Malchus is forever and eternal. Omar Bitzok, Yutzak Zohavre Seach, this is a klala. Should take molten gold and pour it down his throat. Yutzak Zohavre Seach, Sech Pipsha is a Rasha. So basically cursing him. It's not befitting for him. He's not deserving of saying such beautiful things about Hashem. Shel Molei, Ba Malach V'Satrei. If not for the Malach, quickly coming and slapping him, and shushing Nebuchadnezzar Al-Piv, hitting him on his mouth and quieting him down. Meaning, had he continued praising Hashem, the praises would have been so lofty and so great, would have surpassed the praises of David HaMelech and Tehillim. Bikesh Laganis, it would have negated Kol Shirois Vishpachis that David HaMelech said Shamar David Sevetilim, so it's a good thing that he quieted down. Tanar Rabbana Shisha Nisim Nasal Baisayim. When these tzaddikim were thrown into the Kivshan Eish by Nebuchadnezzar, they experienced no less than six miracles. Number one, Veluhain, Safa Kivshan. The Kivshan rose above ground so that it's a public display. So the Nes is publicly displayed, everybody can see what happened. Vinifras HaKivshan, likewise the wall, part of the enclosure collapsed so that it's exposed. Vumaksoidei, the foundation, melted so that the walls slide down. Vinepach Tzelem Apanov, and the Tzelem that we deserve that the Russia made, flipped around on its face. Vinisrifu Abram Achuyas, and four kings got burnt, those who helped him throw the tzaddikim to the fire. And finally, v'hechshu yecheskel es ha-meisim v'bikastur. V'kulu gemara. All these miracles are a gemara, meaning we heard it from our rabbeim. V'arba malchuyas kro. But the fifth nes, that the four malchuyas were burnt by this fire, is actually indicated in the pasuk. T'chsiv. V'chanetzar malchus sholach lemichnash. So the Russia sent around to collect, to gather all the malchuyos, all the leaders, and all the people, and we find seven references of leadership, seven types of leaders. Lachash darpanaya, signaya, upach vasa, ad regoz raya, gedav raya, desav raya, tif taya, v'chol shetanei midinasa. So a total of seven references to leaders and and kings and rulers. Uksiv, Isai Gruven Yudoin. And then he got word that the tzaddikim were not bowing, and he threw them to the fire. Uksiv, and after they were saved, we find that many were missing. Umiskanshin, so who gathered? Only four references. Two leaders and the kings. Achashtar Panaya, Signaya, Pachbosa, Adavre Malka. Chazayin, Lugaraya, Ilech, so they all noticed that the tzaddikim were unaffected by the fire. What happened to the other leaders, other malchus? Apparently they all got burnt up when they were trying to help burn the tzaddikim. Tana Dveri Blazer and Yaakov. Afil Vishasasa Kona, we learned a great lesson in terms of maintaining one's dignity, even during very trying times, even at Afilu B'Shas HaSakana, the Yishana Adam is Atzmim Minar Rabbana Shaloi. A person should not present himself as being hasty and haphazard, should not relinquish his dignity, should stay dressed with his formal begadim, Shinemar, as we find by the Tzaddikim over here, Badayin, Guvray Yileich. Look, these people, Kefisu B'Sar Balayon, Pashtein, Patsheon, Vacharbalos Hoin, Vugomer. They're wearing their begadim, their robes, as though nothing happened. And this boosts his standing, his status, his esteem. And the Goyim now, hopefully, learn to respect him. The Mashal explains, it's a display of amuna, wholehearted faith in Hashem. Right? He's mekabel the gzeirot with kavod, with ava, with simcha. Amar b'yechna. Gedolim tzaddikim yosef malachei hashoreis. We find that tzaddikim occupy a higher level than malachim. Shenemar, because when Nebuchadnezzar took a look at the kivshan, ana v'amar, he called out to his advisors, Hano Chazi, look what I see, Gurun, Arba, Shirayin, Malchim, Ganura, four individuals, untied, walking about in the fire. V'chava lo yisei behind. They're unaffected, unharmed. V'reve, d'rivi'o, and a fourth, there's a, the fourth form amongst them, meaning, there were three people, right? So the fourth, Dami Levar Lokin, he looks like a malach. He actually was. He was Malach Gavriel, who was sent by Hashem to save him. So it was in this order. First, refers to the tzaddikim, and only then to the malach, because he was walking behind them. He was below them in status. Only a tzaddikim, we say nefesh, only a tzaddikim overcome challenges. Right? So in a way he's greater. Because his shleimus, his perfection is self-made, self-generated, greater than a malach, where his status is given to him naturally, right? Amar v'tanchum archaniloi, mishah shiyatzu, chanani mishal v'zar b'kishneish, when the tzaddikim left the fire, bo'u kal umas o'ilum v'tavchul san'ein shal Yisrael p'neim. So the other nations came, they hit Klal Yisrael al p'neim, on their face. Amru lehem, they gave them musar. Yeish lechem alaka, kazeh, you have such a great God. How do you even think of bowing to the Tzelem? Yad Pascha v'amru. Klal Yisrael responded, L'cha Hashem atztaka. Yep, acknowledge, L'cha Hashem atztaka. Hashem, you're right. It's our embarrassment, it's our shame. L'lo neboish zaponim kayim aseh. Okay. So in a nutshell, we have lots of things today. We have humility of a leader. Unassumingness brings bracha, brings atzlacha. We went about taking full advantage of our deya, not ignoring our intellect. That's our greatest gift. A person taps into his intellect, he can achieve great, great madrigas, as though he has a beis hamikdash in his lifetime. We have many sources for tchias hamesim in HaTorah again. We discussed the whole story of Atzamas HaYiveshus, revived by Yecheskel, and the great miracle that occurred to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they were Moisei Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.